Welcome to Think Orphan, the podcast for orphan excellence. Real talk with real people navigating the global orphan crisis. Let's join our hosts, Phil Dark and Rick Morton.
All right, welcome again to the Think Orphan podcast. This is Rick Morton, your co-host, along with my colleague, co-host, friend, author of In Pursuit of Orphan Excellence, Phil Dark. How are you doing today, man?
I'm doing great. Thanks for the bio.
This is our season review show. I figured I needed to pull out the stops.
That's true. And if you know, and I appreciate that. And just folks out there, you also know Rick, he'll never say it, but he is, you know, the author of the number one bestseller in some category, Orphanology, and also No Orphans. So, you know, and I'm just, every time I get on this, you know, recording with you, I just am in awe that you said yes, you know, to this, and that I can do this with you and share, you know, in this, you know, it just really is. It's just something that I'm.
Come on, man. Silly, so Phil. Tricks are for
so
kids, man. Come on. Like, you're embarrassing
for
me.
So anyway, like, anyway,
dude, this is me and you, man. This is not about books. This is not about
That's
stuff.
True.
This is about two friends who love to hang out, talk with each other, but also are really serious about, you know, God's
That's
heart for the orphan.
Right.
And we joke around a lot, but seriously, I appreciate you as a thought leader and as a brother. And I really appreciate the invitation to come and do this and be part of the season and get to co-host with you.
Yeah, it's been a blast. And, you know, and we do joke about a lot. And but at the end of the day, I think that's what makes it, you know, it's what we need to be doing together, not just me and you, but all of us, you know, to bring, you know, levity to really serious things sometimes is very necessary and helpful. Particularly some of these conversations we're having that are difficult. Some of these, you know, I was just talking to somebody about it the other day, as far as civil dialogue, it's so helpful to just kind of bring it back to, hey, this is just between people who are, you know, hopefully eventually wanting to get along and hang out, like, you know,
right.
And, you know, and if we're doing that and you really think it through that filter, you go, hey, maybe I'll treat this conversation a little differently than, you know, going in just guns a-blazing, right? So anyway, this is the season review show, as we've said a couple times already, folks. You know, it's not going to be the typical that we've done where we go through each episode and talk through everything. We'll definitely bring up some of the episodes that hit us differently and really that stuck out to us. But right now, I just want to share with you a little bit. You know, we're going to take a little break after this episode and really just kind of figure out how we can, I don't know if it's a revamp or if it's just tweak the podcast to make it more effective, to make it better for you out there, for better for the listeners, to make it really helpful to the practitioners, helpful to the people who are the thought leaders who are thinking about all these issues. And also there's a, you know, something we're working on. I've mentioned it a couple times, but it's a collective of trainers and coaches and consultants and mentors around the world to hopefully make training and equipping more accessible, more affordable, more effective for all of you out there. Because I know there's some people listening to this show that are really, you know, they're in places that training and best practice equipping is just not accessible. And so the hope is we can do that through this show, but then take it to the next level. Because I know there's people out there who have said, hey, you know, this show is great. The book was great, but we really don't know how to apply it in our current situation. We need someone to walk alongside us to be able to do that. And the reality is, me from California here in the United States, I'm not going to be nearly as effective as somebody in their backyard that can walk alongside them and know the culture, that can know the intricacies and the nuances of that are going on in that particular setting. So that's really what we're talking about doing with Collective. And I want this podcast to be able to complement that and be able to really be something that can, and I think it already has been and already is, but we really want to just take a step back and figure out how can we do this even better than we already have. We almost have 140 episodes under our belt, which is crazy to think about. We were in over 100 countries, which is amazing. But you know what? We want to make sure that we're not just doing it for numbers. It's not about the numbers. It's about impact. It's about how can we do this better together as organizations, as individuals. And so that's really what we wanted to take a step back in the next few months. So if you out there have ways that you know you can make, you know, that we can make this better, you know, we've already had some people give different guest recommendations. Several of them have been on the show already. Several of them I've already been able to contact and have them waiting in the wings so that when we are ready to revamp, we can I can get those interviews done. And we have several other interviews that are already waiting to happen as well. But we don't want to do those interviews yet until we're able to know that they're going to be aired relatively soon, so they're not, you know, there's nothing that's out of date that, you know, by the time we release the interview. So, like I said, please give us your input. Please give us your feedback on how we can make this better. How also the things that you think are great that you think we should keep doing. We do listen. We do very, very much value your input. You can do that at info@thinkorphan.com. You can do that on, you know, Facebook comment, send us a message, via Facebook. And you know, those are probably the best ways to get us that input. So with that, Rick, you know, what were some of the kind of the highlights for you over the course of this this season?
Man, well, you know, I think we started pretty strong out of the gate, you know, with Caroline Leaf and just really one of the influential thinkers in the world as far as you know, brain-based science, brain-based research, so many implications for what we do in orphan care, for what we, you know, what we understand the damage of trauma, neglect, and adverse experiences with kids, but so much hope in just what we're able to know about brain plasticity and really how we can, you know, how we can move forward. And I think, you know, I hope that we will continue to you know, listen to Dr. Leaf and others, and that our, that, you know, that our practice is going to increasingly reflect the kind of cutting edge things that that people like her bring into the table. You know, we I've talked with some of our staff. We've actually taken some pretty big swings here recently at Lifeline in moving forward in some educational ministry initiatives to help adoptive kids, help foster kids, and a lot of it's based in the work that, you know, that Dr. Leaf has done, and just really kind of being convinced that in many cases we're still using, you know, 19th and 20th century methodology to deal with things that we have a, you know, a 21st century understanding about. And so I would say to our listeners, like, press in there deep, read, you know, read her books, be a consumer, pay attention to the footnotes and go a little bit deeper, because there's some real gold that we can find there for, you know, for helping, orphan and vulnerable children.
No, absolutely. And I think that's what one of the things I loved about this season is, yeah, we started with Caroline Leaf, and that was a fantastic interview. I really enjoyed that interview, and I've loved reading her books. And the stuff she brings to the fore is just, it's stuff that I when I first heard it, I had no clue what she was talking about. And now it's becoming something that not only do I understand, but I'm applying it and I'm practicing it in my life, you know, and to really be able to, you know, see how the brain is, it's when you read scripture, knowing the brain science, it's fantastic to be able to understand these things is just something that's so critical to the work we do, but I think also to this, just understanding ourselves as husbands, understanding ourselves as wives or mothers and fathers and friends and just how we can take care of ourselves so we can be the best for those around us. We started with that, with someone who's on main stages around the world, who is speaking so many places, who is a thought leader in her space. She is just a genius in the neuroscience area. But we also, and this is the part that I love about the show, is we're also able to introduce you folks out there to people that most of you probably had never heard of. These are people that are not gracing the main stages of our conferences, and some of them are doing breakouts here and there, but most of them are just guys and, you know, men and women that Rick, you and I know and have gotten to know, and they're become good friends and just amazing people, but they're doing their work in ways that are changing lives.
Absolutely.
And impacting lives. And they're able to, I love that they were just able to share their hearts with us and with our with our audience, that we could able, you know, we were able to talk about it afterwards. But at the end of the day, like, they're able to just share, like, here's what we're doing, here's how it's impacting lives, and here's how we hope it can help you to do the same. And that's really like when we started this podcast, it was like, that's what we wanted. We wanted to be able to share with each other things that can hopefully help each other be better and make it just real practical and tangible and not inaccessible because it's just too far out there, or just, oh, well, they're so-and-so, so therefore, you know, they of course have all the money in the world, so they can do whatever they want. That's not the idea. The idea is, you know, we're all struggling together in here. We're all in the trenches together. And, you know, most of us don't have these massive budgets that we're working with. It's really just saying, okay, how can we use what we have to do the best possible work we can do? And that's what I loved about this season. That's what stuck out to me, was that these are just, you know, normal everyday, I mean, all of us are normal everyday people, but I mean, everyone in the world is, but these are just people that are doing it as well as they possibly can, and hopefully sharing with each other what we can learn from each other.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think, you know, just some of the little gleanings along the way. I mean, it was great to, when Aisha and David came on, mm-hmm. talked a little bit about their work, but just really, you know, so thankful for Aisha's, just careful, theological approach to bringing the church along. You know, I think about Bruce Kendrick and, you know, Bruce's heart for kids in their own community and the way that they're leading Watermark. I was, you know, again, Bruce and I really share a heart for seeing us move out in the work in foster care to ministering to the families that these kids are coming from, to trying to see family reunification and believing that the church is really the key to that. You know, Randy Daniels, obviously, who's a long time, faithful, impactful servant, with the work that, you know, that he's done at Buckner and the way that, you know, that he's led that ministry, from his seat for many years. I mean, it's just, it's amazing, but I think you're right. You know, the idea that none of the folks that have been guests on this podcast, you and I, you know, none of us are exceptional. We're just people that are serving in, you know, serving in the midst of a need and trying to be obedient, and that we serve, you know, we serve an exceptional God who uses us together well, to accomplish great things. So absolutely.
Yeah. So, you know, I think that, yeah, this season was like, I mean, and let's face it, we've been incredibly blessed with the guests we've been able to have on the show from start to finish, you know, and the conversations we've been able to have that are real, to be able to have people come on, and it's not, you know, patty cake questions. It's some deep questions that we're tackling. It's some real difficult issues that we're able to tackle. And so, you know, that's one of the things I look forward to continue doing for as long as we do this show. That's one thing that will never go away. But also having civil dialogue, as we've talked about, you know, we don't agree with everything these guests say, right? There's things we might disagree with. There's nuances that we don't agree on together. And that's okay. Right? Like every one of these people that I know and I've met in person, which is 98% of our guests, or probably 99% of our guests at this point, they're all friends. I mean, like, they're all not necessarily friends with each other, but they're friends. Like, I can call them friend, and we don't agree on everything, and that's okay. Right? And we talk about that on the show, but I want to make sure I say it over and over because that is so important in this work we do. Because I've heard way too many times people kind of, you know, shrug when I say a certain name because they believe whatever or they think this or that. And it's because it's just simply because they disagree. But the fact of the matter is it's a brother or sister. It's someone that you know, that you likely agree on 99% of the things in the world with that person. Maybe not 99, but a lot, a whole lot more than you disagree on. And I talk about that a lot because it's something that I believe is critical to us continuing to be able to work together and collaborate together, which we've talked about is critical to long-term success in loving orphan and vulnerable children.
For sure.
So, you know, that's just, that's the heartbeat that, you know, like I said, you know, if I'm going to be a one trick pony, I think that's a pretty good trick to have. Right. So I maybe have a few more tricks than that, but if that's the drum that I keep beating and that I have no problem continuing to beat that drum. So, you know, I think that we could talk on and on and on about all our guests, but we're not going to do that in the show, partly because we just wanted to, the show really was to, for us to just kind of wrap it up of the season, which I absolutely love the season, but I want you guys to go back and listen to the different episodes because every one of them were so good. I mean, just the people were so, just so much good information and content that I don't want to give you a Cliff's Notes here and then have you think, oh, I don't need to go listen to the whole episode because he just told me. So go listen to him because, you know, it's not about numbers. It's not about ratings. It's not about any of that. We're never going to be the top podcast on whatever. I really believe if you're listening to this today, you need to listen to those episodes. And if you haven't already, if you have already and you don't really remember it, go back, listen to them, see what you can learn from them. And really listen with a learning posture, not with the posture of, oh, I already know what this person believes, so I'm going to just really listen to with a learning posture. So that's my encouragement to you folks out there. So with that, I want to ask you a question, Rick. And this is just something that I was thinking on actually on my drive over here today before we recorded. I was like, I want to hear this from Rick. And I'm sure other people would want to hear this as well. In all this work we do and in the conversations we have, whether it's at the conferences or just, you know, working every day in your office there in Birmingham or as you're at another conference or whatever it is, you have people come up and go, hey Rick, you know, what's your go-to book? Like the book that you recommend more than any other book out there in this work that we're doing and just in our lives as Christian human beings. What's the book you probably recommend more than any other book out there?
Yeah, I think, Phil, it's probably a little unconventional. But the book that I find myself in ministry circles, both in orphan care and just in general ministry circles, recommending to people over and over and over is an old book. Lots of people have read it. It's called In the Name of Jesus by Henry Nouwen. Comes out of a series of lectures that Nouwen gave in Washington, D.C. Toward the end of his ministry, and he had, you know, it had this incredible career, had, you know, taught at Notre Dame and other places, but this was after he was, you know, working in basically in a group home with mentally challenged adults, and you know, and so he tells some wonderful stories in the book about, you know, that he went from this so-called place of significance as, you know, as an eminent professor and someone who, you know, who people looked to and hung on his every word, to working among a group of adults whose most significant question to ask him was, are you going to be home for dinner tonight? And just the reminder, you know, that his lecture, he sort of traces through the temptation of Jesus and kind of parallels the three things that Satan tempted Jesus with and said, you know, that we as leaders today have very similar, you know, temptations, the temptation to be spectacular, you know, to do things that are showy and do things that are for, you know, public acclaim and for for public recognition and to do, you know, to do and but he says, you know, but like real ministry most of the time is not really spectacular at all. And the fact is that it's mundane and it's ordinary. You know, not only the temptation to be spectacular, but the temptation, you know, to be successful. And so, you know, this idea that we set up, you know, benchmarks of success and kind of, you know, worldly marks of success, and that that in, you know, in many ways that maybe, you know, Jesus wouldn't have been successful in the eyes of many people, but we know the impact that, you know, that Christ had both eternally but even physically in, you know, the spread of the church. And then, but it's not just to be successful or to be relevant, but, you know, but this idea to be or this idea, the third one is to be relevant. That, you know, that we sometimes in ministry we chase our tails in order to be the people that are on the cutting edge and to do things that, you know, that are culturally relevant and do things that are, you know, that are focused on, you know, making a difference in the here and now. And that the truth is that most of the things that we've been called to do that are worth doing are things that we've, you know, that the call's been consistent, and as Christians we have to realize we pretty much flirt with irrelevance all the time. That to walk and follow Jesus is irrelevant. And it's just, you know, it's one of those things. I picked the book up very first in seminary, you know, 30 years ago, and have not, you know, have kind of not ever gotten away from it. I bet I've read it 100 times and have recommended it to, you know, person after person after person, as a way of just kind of being a sieve to filter kind of who we are and what we do through a right perspective of who we really are and what we really can do and our need to depend on Jesus when we're doing things in his name.
Yeah, man, that's good stuff. Yeah. And I as you talked about that, I literally pulled my copy of it off my shelf that's been sitting there in my to be read shelf in my categories of books, and I'm gonna read it because
it's literally like an 80 long page book, and you know it has like big kindergarten type in it. You can read it. I mean, it doesn't even make a good short flight book. You know, but you can really kind of, you can read it quickly, but to go in it and kind of feast on it and dwell over it and wrestle in it, it can be a really short book that you can spend a really long time in.
Right. No, and that's fantastic. That's so good. And it's something that I look forward to diving into. So, well, Rick, do you have any thoughts to kind of close us out as we finish yet another season of Think Orphan?
Man, just really continually thankful for all the people that we're able to intersect with and the people that God has called into this realm, and the fact that we get to do this together and get to walk in community. And it's an incredible privilege to, you know, to interact with the folks that we have as guests here, but really, you know, love to, there are a lot of folks that we will never interview on the podcast, that we will never have public conversations with, that we have private conversations with all the time, that are encouraging, just stellar obedient servants. And I'm just really, really thankful that God has given a front row seat to us for that, and has given us the opportunity to know so many of you.
And I agree with all that. I'm super thankful. I just want to thank everyone out there who is listening. Thankful for the people who have been engaging the conversation. You know who you are out there. And I mean, obviously everyone who's listening is part of that, but especially the people who are really engaging through, you know, your your conversations with others by talking with others about, hey, you got to listen to this episode and let's talk about it, or engaging with us via emails or just conversations, different ways. That's so, just so grateful for that. I also want to thank, and we don't thank him enough. He is a guy that you would be listening to a very, very different audio recording if it weren't for Paul Blackman, who is our producer. Absolutely. And does so many other things to make sure that this podcast is more than just, you know, Rick and I, or me and Karen, or you know, Kelly Stewart, or, you know, anybody else who's been on the show, the guests as well, we would sound very different and it wouldn't be coming together. There would be nothing other than just kind of us talking in crackly recordings. So thank you, Paul Blackman, for making this thing happen and making it sing, as they say. So, you know, I'm so grateful that we get to do this. Because I do know it is making a difference. I just got an email the other day, and I'm just going to end with this before we close it out. I got an email the other day from a woman who just said, hey, Phil, I just want to share with you that the interview that you did with Kim DeBlaycourt inspired me to start a ministry in Ethiopia to do basically what she's doing. I was trying to figure out how we could do something like that. And that interview inspired me to be able to start, you know, a ministry, and gave me, get shaped it. And it was like, that's amazing. Think of how many lives are going to be impacted by that, because we were able to interview a woman who's doing amazing things and has an amazing heart for God. And she could share it, and it was just right for that one person. That alone makes it worth it for me. I don't know about you, Rick, but it's like, it's so stinking encouraging that these things can happen by just simply us being able to have conversations with people. So what do you think about that, Rick? And then
we'll absolutely, absolutely. Really, really, really thankful. And thankful for everyone that's out there listening. Keep in touch, keep up with us on Facebook. And we will be back soon.
Absolutely, folks. So Rick's right. We will be back soon. It will not be next week, but it will be soon. And, you know, in the meantime, folks, take everything that you're learning. Go back, listen to all the episodes you haven't listened to. Listen to the other ones again that you have listened to. And take it all and use it to help you understand how you can love orphan and vulnerable children better and better each and every day. Thanks a lot. Have a great week and the time until we meet again.
We hope you've enjoyed today's Think Orphan podcast. For all the information in this week's podcast, please visit us at thinkorphan.com. You too can be part of the conversation. Send your questions to info@thinkorphan.com or join us on the Think Orphan Facebook page. Thanks for listening, and we hope you'll join us again on the next edition of Think Orphan.
Whether you're looking to build a website for your business, your hobby, your podcast, or just for fun, Pear Networks is your go-to web hosting partner. Not only do we have the lowest domain price in the industry, starting at just $11, we've got hundreds of stunning website templates to help you stand out from the crowd. You're not a techie? Not a problem. With our easy DIY site builders, you can launch your impressive website without any technical know-how. And when it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. Check out pear.com today to learn more. PAIR.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first 3 audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.